Love Talk Radio.
We will never forget Kavari. Oh yes, Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. We shall never forget Kavari. Oh no, Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. I will never forget Kavari. Oh yes, Kavari, Kavari. We will never forget Kavari, oh Lord, Kavari, oh yes, Kavari. I will never forget Kavari, 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 oh yes, Kavari. We will never forget Kavari, 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 Kavari. You should never forget Kavari, oh yes, Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. You should never forget Kavari, oh Lord, Kavari, Kavari. I will never forget Kavari, oh yes, Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. We will never forget Kavari, oh Lord, Kavari, Kavari. We shall never forget Kavari, oh yes, Kavari, Kavari. We will never forget Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. I will never forget Kavari, 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 Kavari. You should never forget Kavari, oh Lord, Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. We will never forget Kavari, oh yes, Kavari, Kavari. You should never forget Kavari, oh Lord, Kavari, Kavari. I will never Kavari, Kavari, Kavari. You should never forget Kavari. Yes, that is the place. That is the place God goes to heal. Where it all began. Calvary tree, where the blood was shed for the remission of our sins. And it took away all our sicknesses and diseases. 39 stripes on the bare body of Jesus Christ. And medical science has proved that there are 39 major diseases in the world. Every other disease fall in between these 39 major sicknesses in the world. All other sicknesses fall behind these 39. Now Jesus took 39 stripes on his bare back on Golgotha Hill. Took 39 stripes. That's why the scripture says we were healed of all sicknesses and disease. He bore all our sins and sicknesses and diseases on the cross. He bore all. The iniquity was on all was upon him. And he said, by his stripes we are healed of every problem, forgiveness, you know, iniquity in the heart. We are healed of all ailments. We are healed of poverty. We are healed of frustration and failure. Christ has healed us over 2,000 years ago. He did it on Golgotha Hill. And we receive that redemption. So great a redemption, so great a substitute. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, bless your people. God bless your people tonight. God, speak to your people. I revive everyone. I bless them by your spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes, everyone is welcome to this presence of the Holy Ghost. Already we have over 8,000 people in this service right now. It's already over 8,000 people. More people are still coming. Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome from all over the world. You are welcome to join this service. God, we bless all of you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. The Lord reward you abundantly. May he continue to strengthen and uphold every one of you. May God solve all your problems and meet all your needs. In the name of Jesus, God continue to prosper you all abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Rabbi Sandaria. Yes, our topic tonight is forgiveness. Now, we talk about forgiveness. It's in every area. Forgiveness in the home, in the family, in the marriage. Forgiveness in business, in the place of work, in our job. Forgiveness, even in politics, in government, in world leadership, forgiveness is very, very important because human beings must err. I told you it is human to err. It is human to fail. You see, it is the reason we couldn't save ourselves. Jesus had to come and save us. See, so it's human to err. So human beings, no matter how closely related they are, whether they are relations or brothers or friends or even twins or married or people from the same community, people from the same country, they must be offensive. They must be offensive. They must be offensive. No? We don't rule out those things. One day, Jesus asked, Peter asked Jesus Christ, say, how many times will someone offend me before I retaliate? You see, Peter was, he was being human. I don't blame him. He was just being a human. I told you, human beings, they have their weaknesses. No matter how they serve God, no matter how they are filled with the Holy Spirit, no matter how, you know, they claim to be holy and so on, the imperfections of human beings, the failure and the frustrations of human beings, the weaknesses of human beings, they are too much, too many. This is the reason why God has to send Jesus Christ to come and save us. Because a fellow human being cannot save a fellow human being. How are you going to do it? You know, how are you going to heal a fellow human being? We save another human being, but it's not like that. You know, it has to be Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, who came with the pure blood to come and redeem mankind. Apostle Peter, he was still thinking about whether people should forgive or not. See, you see the failures and frustrations of human beings. See, that's how a human mind works. He said, Jesus, how many times did somebody offend me? Strike back. He was thinking about striking back. He was thinking about retaliation. See, that's human. It's human to think like that. And the reason is that looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. See, you can't look unto human being at all. For what reason? Human being, they are weak. They don't have it. They are just human beings. They must err, they must fail. They have their weaknesses, they have their frustration. Peter was still thinking about retaliating. Even after following Jesus Christ for so long, he was still thinking about how to retaliate people. He said, Master, time will somebody offend me before I retaliate. And Jesus said, Heaven, Peter is 490 times. So if you can keep your record, you know, keep your diary. This is a diary. This is a diary. And then this is my diary. Then this is my diary. So What do I do with it? I record events and upcoming events, meetings, schedules, and so on. But who is that man who wants to keep records of offenses people have against you, and you are thinking about how you can retaliate? See, you see, the human mind is very weak. That the human mind is very weak. Let me tell you this. If you take your eyes off Jesus Christ and you fix your eyes on fellow human beings, you will drown like Peter. Because that was what happened to Peter. Peter was walking on the sea. As long as he was looking unto Jesus, he was walking on top of the sea. But the Bible says that Peter took his eyes off Jesus Christ, and he was looking at the storm, and looking at something else, and looking at something else, and looking at something else. Then the Bible says he began to drown. That is what happens. When you take your focus from the Lord Jesus Christ, you start drowning. Here is Apostle Peter. He was still thinking about how to retaliate people. Of course, in the Garden of Gethsemane, when they came to arrest Jesus Christ, Peter took a sword and shot off the ears of one of those who came to arrest Jesus Christ. Then Jesus stopped him. He said, "Stop, you Peter, stop. Are you cutting off people's ears because they came to arrest me? I must go to the cross and die for the world to be saved. What are you doing? Are you retaliating? Are you fighting? He that came by the sword shall die by the sword. What are you trying to do? If I have to fight for myself, I will call down 12,000 angels who will rescue me right now. But I'm not going to do that." Jesus was ready to go to the cross. The Peter was thinking about retaliation. How many times will people offend me before I will retaliate? You are still thinking about that. After following Jesus Christ for so many years. So you see the failures of human beings. You see the frustration of human beings, the weaknesses of man. That's why God has to send Jesus Christ, has to be shared for the remission of our sins. Because human beings, they don't have what it takes to save humanity. To redeem mankind, it can never be another fellow human being. No, no, not at all. To reconcile humanity back to God, it will never be another human being. No, it can't be like that. A more perfect person has to come. And it is the reason Jesus came. So for this purpose, the Son of God will manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now, Peter says he wants to retaliate. So Jesus was very fast, and he put a stumbling block. Okay, if you are thinking about retaliating, it's going to be 70 times 7 times before you strike back. And I know Peter knew what Jesus Christ was talking about. Jesus was talking about there's no retaliation. There's no striking back. If people offend you, forgive and forget and forgive and forget and forgive and forget and forgive and forget on a daily basis. You will keep iniquity in your heart. Psalm 56 verse 18. Psalm 56 verse 18. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. This is why I pray, 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 and yet God is not answering. You know, they serve God, go to church every day, fast and pray and do everything. And God is not answering because we have food, quarrel and fighting. The heart is wicked. The heart. Oh, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Matthew chapter 5 verse 6. Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It is those who are pure in their heart that we see God. Then Psalm 56 verse 18. He says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. So everything starts from the heart. Everything starts from the heart. You see a bottle of anger, Our God is still there. Our God. Anger is still there. Hatred. Malice. You have people you don't greet. People you won't talk to. If that person is there, I'm not going there. I'm going to another place. Oh, this person is attending this church. I won't enter the church. I'm going to the next church. I have seen things like that. Oh, this person is attending this fellowship. I won't go to this fellowship. I'm going to another fellowship. See? These are people who are Christians. They have enemies. They have them in their heart. And they carry them along. They were making a research in one university, I forgot it. They were making a research about the causes of cancer. They were making a research. They were finding out what are the causes of cancer and all these things. They discovered that one of the major causes of cancer is people's state of mind. They carry anxiety. They carry unforgiveness. They are anxious, frown faces. They have malice. All these things are in their heart. They keep grudging. They record offenses against people. All these things are inside their heart. And yet they are praying, they are fasting, they are telling God to do this, telling God will not hear you, God will not listen. Psalm 56 verse 18. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. He will not answer your prayer. He will not meet you. He will not do anything for you. Forget about it. And even heaven, you can't enter because in heaven, there are no people who carry grudges in their heart. Oh, yes. I share with you the testimony of a believer, a Christian who died, and then her spirit left her body. She got to the gates of heaven. When she got to the gates of heaven, the books were open. Her name was not found in the book of life. So they asked her, what's going on? So they said, unforgiving spirit. They found out that she had an unforgiving spirit, hatred, you know, iniquity in the heart, unforgiveness. You know, all these things hinder people. They hinder people. There was also another testimony of Reverend Dr. Kenneth Hagin when he was still alive. He was preaching and ministering, was laying hands on people who were getting healed. It was a prayer line. People were coming in the line. He was laying hands on people. Kenneth Hagin, Dr. Kenneth Hagin of Oklahoma. No, he was blessing the people. People were getting healed. People were coming in the prayer line. He was laying hands on them. They were receiving their miracles, receiving deliverance, receiving healing. Then somebody came in the line. As the man of God tried to lay hands on him, the hand went backward. The man of God tried to lay that hand the second time. That hand moved backward. The man of God tried to lay the hand the third time. The hand moved backward again. So the man of God said, something is wrong. Tell us what's going on. Something is wrong. I've been laying hands on everyone here. People are receiving healing, miracle, and deliverances. When it comes to your turn, this hand is not coming to your head. You can't lay hands on you. What's the problem? The person began to cry. Say, God, have mercy upon me. I just had a very serious quarrel. And I decided that I would never forgive. And then I came into the church. See? Somebody coming to church. He just had a quarrel with another person and vowed never to forgive the person. And then came inside church. And while inside the church now, people are receiving their blessing. The man of God is prophesying over there. They are receiving salvation, healing, and deliverances are going on. This person now cannot receive. Why? There is iniquity in the heart. A lot of hindrances that people have for their life. And if you look at the scripture, it is there. In the Lord's Prayer, when Jesus was teaching in the Lord's Prayer, he said, our Father who is in heaven, Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. He said, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive others their trespasses again. Because the Lord's Prayer is a practical example of what prayer should look like. Practical example of what prayer should sound like. So Jesus was laying an example. Jesus was laying an example of what prayer should look like. So Jesus brought the Lord's Prayer, and he was using it to teach the disciples. This is how prayer should look like. And actually, if you look at the Lord's Prayer, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. That is watching. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See? Then he was not asking for the will of God. He was asking for spiritual things first. Seeking first the kingdom of God and righteousness. Other things shall be added unto you. See, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Now he now asks for physical things. Then now says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others their trespasses against us. This is very important. This is the Lord's Prayer. Jesus Christ was, demonstrating the Lord's Prayer. And now, in the middle of it, is forgiveness. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive others. If you will not forgive others, you will not be forgiven either. You forgive others, and then Jesus demonstrated, he said there was somebody who was owing another person. Himself is owing another person. And another person is owing another person. So the other man went to hold this other man. He said, send me my money or I kill you right now. You owe me all this money, you haven't paid me. No, you need to pay me right now. I will kill you right now. See, somebody was holding another person for owing him. While he was holding his neck of this person, trying to strangle him because he owed him money, another person came out and said, stop. You want to kill that person because he owed you, but you are owing me too. You are owing me, so you pay me first. So that this person now holds you and says, you pay me first before you hold that person, before you strangle that man. You yourself pay me the one you owe me first. You owe me more than that. See? This is what it is. See? Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive us their trespasses again. If you will not forgive us, how will God? This is in Mark 11, 25 and 26. Say, when you stand praying, forgive those who have wronged you so that your Father who is in heaven can forgive you. How can you be praying with grudges in your heart, with malice? You are praying with hatred. You are praying and your heart is full of forgiveness. See, to the mountain of the Lord, they that have cleansed their heart, cleansed their mind. It is not an outward holiness that will take us to heaven. It is the inward grace. Many times, we preach outward holiness. Oh, you must look haggard. You must not wear flashy clothes. Don't rub powder. Don't rub pomade. Don't shake hands with the opposite sex. Don't put on earrings. You should not put on earrings. Remove your earrings. You cannot rub powder or rub pomade. Cannot do your hair anyway. You must look haggard. Then you are holy. See? That's what many people term as holiness, that outward show. But the Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. If you want to see God, if you live this earth, God in your life, your heart will matter. Your heart is you. You are your heart. If your heart is not clean and clear towards your neighbor, towards yourself, towards people, how do you reach God? How do you love God whom you have not seen? You don't love human being that you have seen. Then you claim to love God. Whom is it? How do you do that? This is a very serious matter. Unforgiving spirit. This is the sickness that is eating up people's lives. And we need to settle it tonight. Yes. Stephen was being stoned to death in Acts of Apostles chapter 7, Acts of Apostles chapter 7, verse 59 and 60. He was being stoned to death. And he said, Lord, hold not this sin against for forgiving them. He was stoning him for preaching the gospel. For talking about Jesus, about God, about heaven, he was stoning Stephen to death. Acts of Apostles chapter 7, verse 59 and 50. Stephen said, hold not this grudge, hold not this sin against them. Have mercy upon them. While Jesus was on the cross, there were several statements Jesus made. One of those statements was, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. On the cross, while he was being crucified, while he was being beaten, while he was being stoned, while he was being crowned with a thorn, while they were spitting on him and making mockery of him, Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Even on the cross. Forgive us. Jesus, forgive us like this. How about we? I'm surprised that human beings, they can't behave like God. God so loved you that he forgave you and forgive and forget. That's another aspect of it. Forgive and forget. I've had people say things like, I'll forgive you, but I will not forget. That's a lie. If you forgive, you must forget. Say, God has thrown away your sin into the sea of forgetfulness. That is the blood of Jesus in that sea. Say, God has forgiven and have mercy, and he has thrown your sin into the sea of forgetfulness. So when God forgave us, he forgot everything with him. He didn't remember it. Neither did he keep record like Peter. Peter was thinking about keeping record. That's why he asked Jesus Christ. How many times will somebody offend me before I strike back? Peter, he was thinking about striking back. Then Jesus caught him. He said it's going to be 70 times 7. So if you can go ahead and be remembering what people did to you and begin to mark all of them in your diary and be recording them until it is 70 times 7, which is 490 times. So somebody has to offend you 490 times before you can strike back. So Peter, if you can go ahead and be keeping offense and recording what people did to you, registering them and recording them 490 times, then you can strike back. What does that mean? There is no striking back. That's what it means. And these are the things that are hindering a lot of Christians, a lot of walking with God. Not just the world, even in the in the natural world, forgiveness is supposed to be there. Let go, let God. I wrote it there. Let go, let God. Let go and let God. Let go and let God have it. Let it go and let God have it. Keep it grudging. That's not our ministry. Keeping malice. Having enemies. It's not what we must do. But more of the Christian faith, the doctrine of Jesus Christ was about your relationship with God and your relationship with fellow human beings. These are the two areas Jesus worked on. Your relationship with God and then your relationship with fellow human beings. Jesus walked on these two ways. Talked about forgiving. Himself was even forgiving. He didn't keep malice or grudges, even when he was on the cross. One of the last words was, God forgive them, Father forgive them, for they know not what they are. So if you want God to forgive you, you better start forgiving now. No matter how people wronged you, no matter how people, you know, but somebody said to me, I felt so bad. What those people did to me, I felt, was very bad. What those people did. What about the ones you did against God? You also did bad things against God. Okay, if God is to hold you responsible for all the things you did wrong, do you know that you will not escape? Yeah, because it says, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. The only way you can get God has to hold you responsible for the things you did wrong. You're not going to escape. But forgive and forget. And that's what you need. That's what we should do. God wants us to forgive and forget. So that he too is able to forgive and forget. Record. In heaven, all these things are not there. You can't go to heaven with this type of mind. Unforgiveness. Carry hatred in your heart. Carry malice. And then you are praying God. God will not leave you. Oh yes. We're going to pray right now. You can settle this issue just by forgiving and just letting go. That's why I wrote it there. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. Let go, let God. Blessed are the pure in heart. For teacher. It's about the heart. If I regard the iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. Psalm 56, verse 18. God said, if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. That explains why many people can't reach God. No matter what, they can't reach God. And when they die, they can't go to heaven because you can't carry that mind to heaven. If you want Lucifer used to be an archangel of God. But try, just try. Enter into his heart. And he welcomed it and he became proud and arrogant. He decided to overthrow God. The boss. And then God sent Archangel Michael. To pursue him out of heaven sell it to the enemy. Just one item. Pride. Arrogance. That I will exalt myself above you. Hatred. Malice. Unforgiving spirit. Bearing grudges. They can remember all the wrongs people did to them. Several years ago, they can pull them out one by one and start to discuss them and start to bring them out. Is that how God relates with you? So God is keeping all the things you did wrong when you were born to today. All the things you did wrong. So God is keeping records. And then He used that against you. Is that what God is doing? That's not what God is doing. Say He forgives you and cleanses you from all unrighteousness. Say if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and is able to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Nobody will remember it, neither does he think about it. And here you are, keeping records. Keeping grudges, keeping malice, keeping enemies. And your heart is so loaded with hatred and malice and grudges and complaints about people. Is that how God this is? So God is measuring all your weaknesses and classifying them and recording them and piling them. Think that's what God is doing? God is not like that. He loves so much that He forgives you. He forgives us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. See, when you pray like that, then God is here. My people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. God said, I will hear from him. Heed the alarm. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. God is ever willing to do things. But the difficulties are causing him to think. Isaiah 59 says, God is not deaf that he didn't hear you. Isaiah 59. Verse 1, 2, 3. Say, God is not a deaf person hearing you. God is hearing you. Neither is God blind that he didn't see your problem. He sees you and he sees your problem. Neither is God amputated. God is not amputated that he cannot reach you. God has her and he can reach you. Then he has the for your iniquity. Has separated the sea. And breathing why Jesus said. Without the shedding of blood, no remission. If Jesus can be on the cross and be forgiving the whole world and forgiving everyone, who are you to keep enemies and keep grudges and keep hatred and keep malice and keep records of what people did in the past? One time I was watching there's a program in the television called Divorce Cup. There is a program in the television. I don't know if they have it all over the world, but here in America, it's a very popular program. It's called Divorce Cup. They are showing you how people divorce in the cup. So I was watching it. I had to watch it, but I wanted to see what these people are really doing. And what I was hearing shocked me. They come forward one by one, and they start talking, telling the reasons why they want to, end the marriage, want to divorce, and so on. They were saying it to the judge. And the what they are counting as the offense, these are things that really don't matter anytime, anywhere. Yeah, he put my shoes. He took my, he should have put my shoes in the room. He put it in the sitting room. Oh, he did not clean my car. Oh, he did not open the door for me. Oh, he did not do this. Oh, she did not do like this. Oh, she did not do like this. So that is the reason. So you were able to keep those as your reason. Even later, they told me that, brother, don't think about it. Marriage and divorcing here in America is a business. I don't know whether it's like that all over the world. It's a business here. You know, people marry and divorce. See, it's a business here in America. They are using it as a business. So they marry so many men. And so they collect money from this side, collect money from this man. In most cases, they born children for this man. So the men have to pay money to the woman and so on. So these are business. So I don't even blame them for behaving like that in the court. For no reason. The whole place is filled with divorce. And yet, God said in the Bible, God hates divorce. God himself said it in the Bible. Say, I hate divorce. God himself. He said that one in the Bible. And here are human beings. They enjoy marry and divorce. And they don't have any reason. These are all prostitution, adultery, fashion, sexual immorality that leads to lesbian and gay and sexual inordinate affections and uncleanness, unrighteousness, ungodliness. And they all say they are going to heaven. Which heaven are you going? And the scripture says all these things please. Hellfire cannot have their father's kingdom. They're told, I know you not, ye workers of iniquity. Get out of my way. They will be thrown into the lake of fire. And for billions of years, you're going to be born in. This is time for you to repent and give your life to Jesus Christ and be saved and be born again. How can you load your heart from forgiveness, anxiety, and worry, and fear, and iniquity, hatred, and malice in your heart? And at the same time, you speak, carry the Bible, and lift up your hand, you say you are serving God. Which God are you serving? The holy God. The God of forgiveness. Even Jesus Christ on the cross, he forgave humanity. And that's how you should be. That's how you should be. If you are serving a God that forgives and forgets, we too forgive and forget. No matter how deep the offenses are, let it go and let go and let go. So that you can be satisfied. They forgive us that. As we forgive those who trespass against us. If it was not important, Jesus would not have mentioned it. He would not have included it in the Lord's Prayer. It is very, very important. Forgive us our trespasses. As we forgive us. We are going to pray right now. And you can even settle it at this point. Thank God, we already have over 10,000 people have come into this service right now. Over 10,000 already. And we're going to pray. This message is going to go viral. Please, this message should go viral. Should go into the whole world. You can't carry malice to heaven. You can't enter heaven with unforgiving spirit. Hatred and malice in your heart, the heaven like that. So if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear. It's a very serious matter. And please help us forward this message to everyone, you know. Email it, text it, tweet it, share it, let it go viral. You can keep enemies in your heart. And then you carry Bible and you say you are a Christian, you are praying. What are you praying? What are you praying to? God is not going to hear you. This is very, very serious. We need to reconcile with God at least our heart and repent and turn from our wicked ways so that God can hear us. Even as we are praying now, we want to settle this with God once and for all. Yes, you need to clean your heart. Forgive those who have wronged you and ask God to forgive you and have mercy upon you. That God will not hold you for your sin. Because while you are holding other people for what they did you wrong, God is going to hold you. That's what Jesus said. Somebody went out, hurt somebody, trying to strangle the person, say, you owe me. You have not paid. While he was holding that person, trying to strangle the person, another person came and said, you stop. You pay me first. You yourself, you are holding that man. You have not paid me either. You must pay me first before that man will pay you. So you pay me first. So the person who was holding another person for grudge, he's being held. He's being held as well. So nobody is free now. And that is what is happening. How will God forgive you your own trespasses? If you will not forgive others their trespasses against you, how will God forgive you your trespasses if you will not forgive others their trespasses against you? I told you, there must be offense. Offenses must come. You must be offended in this world. People must offend you, and you must offend others. You must offend others. Knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or consciously, you offended people. And people offended you as well. It's just natural reward. These people, you see people, you talk with people, all these things must happen. And now you can't grow assisted. And you carry all these things. And then you carry Bible, and then you carry and pray, and then you say and pray. No, you can't pray yet. You need to cleanse your heart. You need to ask God to forgive your trespass, as you forgive others their trespasses, so that God will answer your prayer. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. Psalm 56 verse 18. Psalm 56 verse 18. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. That's the word of God. That's the word of God. That is the word of God to you, everyone, to the whole world. If you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. Psalm 56 verse 18. Can we bow our heads and pray right now? Everybody, begin to pray. Yes, ask for forgiveness. Begin to forgive those who wronged you. Begin to cleanse your heart. Yes, get right with God. Cleanse your heart, cleanse your spirit, cleanse your soul. Not be carrying Bible and carry your hand and go to church and preach and pray and be a Christian and call yourself a Christian or whatever, and you have hatred in your heart, you have malice, you have enemies, you are keeping grudges in your heart against people, unforgiving, angry. Let God have mercy upon you right now so that God can hear you and cleanse your heart right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, yes, everybody begin to talk to God, begin to talk to God, begin to talk to God. Hey, Rebo Sanda Yabaye, Rebo Gudu, 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 Gudu Over 12,000 people are in this service right now. More are coming. Yes, got to be a reconciliation. We got to reconcile with God. Reconcile with Jesus. Reconcile with the Holy Spirit. Let Jesus touch your heart and touch your mind and touch your soul. Right now, in the name of Jesus. God, we forgive those around us. We cleanse our hearts, O God. God, forgive us our sins of ourselves, the west and the south. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we forgive those who are wronged us, so you forgive us, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ, have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon everyone. Have mercy. Yes, in the name of Jesus. Hey, people stand up. He blended. Yes, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. We give you glory and honor. You are the Lord. Let your name be glorified. You are the Lord. Let your name. We give you glory and honor, Lord. Let your name be glorified. Get right up and let you go.
I'm going over money, please.
He's coming for a deadly charge. He's coming for a blood-washed charge, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Yes, God's chosen people who have cleansed their hearts. Jesus is coming to teach them a way. Yes. Get righteous and let go. Get righteous and let go. Get righteous. Get righteous. Get righteous and let go. I'm going home on Monday night. I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm going home, I'm on the train. Get right out and let go. Get right out and let go. Get right out, get right out, get right out and let go. I'm going home, I'm on the train. I'm going home, I'm on the train.
Get right up.
Every day we don't know what God has for the people, but he tells us what to do. He gives us instructions, and we must do what he wants us to do. So I have just done what God wanted me to do today. I didn't plan all this, but he laid it in my heart to put this across to everyone. That it's not enough to carry Bible and pray and go to church. Not enough. Our heart, our mind, soul, is very important. It's the reason why when Jesus was on earth for the 33.5 years, Jesus was on earth for 33.5 years, he never asked anybody what church did he go to. Because everybody's going to tell you how many churches they belong. Yes, there's no problem with that. There's no problem with that. You belong to many churches. You belong to so many churches. You attend so many churches. You attend churches. There's no problem with that. But more of the time, Jesus was dealing with your personal life. Have you been born again? Have you been saved? Have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? Are you living right? Are you doing His will? Not everyone that saith, Lord, 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 shall enter into the kingdom of God, but they that do the will of the Father. And these are things Jesus was putting across to people. Then in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, Jesus now made it clear. They blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And then in Psalm 66, verse 18, now says, if you regard iniquity in your heart, God will not hear you. If you regard unforgiveness in your heart, God will not hear you. So it's about the heart. It's not about your physical appearance, whether you wore earrings, you did not wear earrings, whether you comb your hair, you did not comb your hair, whether you rub for me, you did not rub for me, whether you rub powder, you did not rub powder. God is not talking about those things. Go and read the Bible. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see. Who shall come to the Holy Spirit? They that have cleansed their heart, cleansed their mind, washed their mind. So it's about you and God. That's why Jesus came to reconcile us back to Him. Because we are lost in trespasses and sins. All have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. Everyone was condemned and going to hell fire. But Jesus came and said, no, let me bring them back to God. And so He paid. Now, through the I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. So there is only one way to heaven. Only one way to God. And Jesus. Only one way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by me. So you need to follow that way. You need to follow Jesus Christ. The way of God. The narrow way, Jesus said, narrow is the way that leads to eternal life. He's the narrow way. And he said, but broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many are down there going for destruction. I pray that this message shall find a place in your heart. That we shall be doers, everyone that is listening, to be a doer, whosoever that hear this word of God, be a doer of this word, and not just hear us alone. Yes, God bless you all. Thank you so much for joining us in this service. We are already almost 20,000 people are in this service already. And it's not a mistake, it came. It is divine. No wonder you can hear this. And I know you have something that is a blessing to your life today. And let's just be doers of this word. And not just hear us alone. Jesus loves you. And we all love you too. And we're going to come back together again sometime during the week. And I know God will bless you all in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Son is great to me, great to you. Hallelujah. No more sorrow. No more hurting. Believe in me, I believe in you.